stop over protecting. Allow people to make mistakes and build from them. Challenges are opportunities to grow. Often the motivation in overprotecting seems legit. Let's help young leaders avoid failure and potential damage. But in doing so, you build young leaders who are not resilient, can't deal with failure, and have a hard time getting back up when life knocks them down. And it will. The goal should be developing wise and resilient young leaders who can navigate the challenges of life with intention. Welcome to Rise and Lead. I'm Benjamin Lundquist, and this podcast is all about personal growth and leadership. Thank you for listening and for being a part of our Rise and Lead community. We are a community of leaders who are passionate about growth, leadership, and expanding our impact on the world. On this episode, I'm talking about seven things you need to stop doing if you want to develop mentally strong young leaders. We all know that our time is limited and our impact is limited if we don't start multiplying ourselves in others. Do you want to leave a legacy? And do you want an impact that outlasts you? Then you need to start growing the next generation of mentally strong leaders. What I'm going to share applies to the development of all young leaders. Mentally strong young leaders are prepared for the challenges of the world. To be clear, mental strength isn't about acting tough or suppressing emotions. Instead, mentally strong leaders are resilient, and they have the courage and confidence to reach their fullest potential for the service of others. The Rise and Lead podcast is designed specifically to motivate and equip you to live your greatest life with maximum impact. We are going to find out what makes great leaders great and how you can start growing yourself, rise, expanding your impact, lead, and living the life you have been created to live. We are stronger together. And I want to personally invite you to be a Rise and Lead partner in spreading the word about this podcast and all the episodes that will follow, so together we can reach more people. Before we dive into this teaching, thanks for letting me share a few ways that you can support the podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you can get all the episodes that release every month. Rate the podcast. I'm always going for a 5-star rating. If you think that Rise and Lead deserves 5 stars, I would greatly appreciate that. Leave a written review if you haven't done so already. Your reviews, they make a huge difference. And finally, share about Rise and Lead with your family, your friends, and your social media network. Screenshot this episode on 7 things you need to stop doing in order to develop mentally strong young leaders, and send it to someone or text someone the episode link. You are helping people rise to their next level by connecting them to an episode. And when you share about the podcast as a social media post or story, make sure you tag me and I will always try and give you a repost. Your input, ratings, reviews, and shares help our team to continue creating a better podcast to serve great leaders like you. If this is your first time listening, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the Rise and Lead Foundation episode so you can hear more about my story and the 5 foundational pillars of the podcast. I like to start each episode with prayer, so let's pray together. Dear God, your investment in us is meant to have a ripple effect beyond us. Put the names of young leaders on our mind and heart that we can begin investing in a much more intentional way. Let us be aware of the impact that we have on others, and let us steward that impact and influence well. In your name we pray, amen. Let's jump in. Here are seven things you need to stop doing if you want to develop mentally strong young leaders. And I will dive into each one of these in more depth. Stop overprotecting. Stop rescuing too quickly. Stop dismissing feelings. Stop giving shallow and meaningless praise. Stop avoiding risks. Stop setting a poor example. And finally, stop shielding from responsibility. Number one, stop overprotecting. Allow people to make mistakes and build from them. Challenges are opportunities to grow. Often the motivation in overprotecting seems legit. Let's help young leaders avoid failure and potential damage. But in doing so, you build young leaders who are not resilient, can't deal with failure, and have a hard time getting back up when life knocks them down. And it will. The goal should be developing wise and resilient young leaders who can navigate the challenges of life with intention, who can problem solve difficulties and know where to go for help and resourcing. When it comes to young leaders, the primary goal is not protection. The primary goal is development. Number two, stop rescuing too quickly. Don't rush in and save them. Let me say that again. Don't rush in and save them. Help young leaders to face challenges and find solutions. A little struggle is a gift for growth. No one becomes strong by being rescued. They become strong by struggling forward. Sure, there may be a time when you need to step in, but don't be afraid to let young leaders struggle. If you rescue too quickly, you are stealing their opportunity to learn and grow. Number three, stop dismissing feelings. Acknowledge emotions. Teach young leaders to express their feelings in a healthy way and to understand their emotions. When a young leader is experiencing something emotionally, you have to remember there is a root cause for the emotions. There is something going on below the surface that needs to be understood. Emotions are evidence of what is going on below the surface. So ask questions. Why are you feeling like this? And what would you like to do in response? If you are not willing to process your own feelings and emotions as a more seasoned leader and be in tune with those, you'll have a difficult time raising up young leaders who can process their emotions in a healthy way. Remember this, you can't take people where you are not willing to go yourself. Number four, stop giving shallow and meaningless praise. Constructive feedback builds a sense of real confidence. Instead of shallow praise, such as "you are awesome" or "you did great," affirm choices. Affirm an approach to a tough situation. Affirm character traits and affirm problem-solving skills. My son had a classmate who was getting bullied at school. There was name-calling and very demeaning joking that was taking place in the classroom. The classmate felt isolated and alone and actually contemplated leaving the school altogether. My son, on his own, went up to the kid and said, I want you to know something. Not everyone feels that way about you. There are many of us who are glad you're in our class. Hang in there. Here is my praise. Thanks for choosing to do the right thing, even though it was not the popular thing in the eyes of some of your classmates. Your words made a massive impact on that kid's life. That's what good leaders do. They use their words to build people up. Number five, stop avoiding risks. Go for calculated risk-taking. Build confidence and independence through preparation and calculated risk-taking. The key is to prepare young leaders well. Step back and allow them to take risks. Jesus prepared a team for 3 years, gave them an opportunity with clarity, and then stepped back and gave them the authority to lead. And that act of empowerment is still felt today. You don't become confident by thinking about confidence. Let me say that again. You don't become confident by thinking about confidence. You become confident by repeated action. The more you do something, the more you learn, the more confident you'll become. Help young leaders take risks and reassure them that no matter how this goes, I'm here for you. Whether it's a success or a failure, we're going to learn and I'm going to be in your corner. Number six, stop setting a poor example. Model the behavior you want young leaders to emulate and repeat. Your behavior speaks 1,000% louder than your words. Let me say that again. Your behavior speaks 1,000% louder than your words. The fastest way to lose the trust of the next generation is to say one thing and do another. You have to live it and you have to breathe it. You don't ever turn off setting an example for the next generation. As my wife Kim and I invest in young married couples, for example, the best gift we can give them is to let them watch and see our marriage in real time. Sure, we'll give advice and we'll talk here and there, but we want them to see what it looks like to honor and support each other. Your example matters. This is an important principle for us to understand as we move forward in leadership development. Young leaders, they want access to you. They want to do life with you, and they want to lead alongside you. So give them an example that is worth following. And finally, number seven, stop shielding from responsibility. Assign experience and maturity appropriate responsibility. Hold young leaders to a level of responsibility according to their maturity. If they mess up, help them own it and take responsibility for it. Help them make it right. I can't tell you how formative these moments are. If you allow young leaders to walk away from responsibility, you are setting them up to do the same thing in adulthood. Extreme ownership can start in a healthy way at a young age. Help young leaders adopt a no-blame, full ownership mindset. I have literally met thousands of adult leaders who were never taught to take responsibility when they were young, and they are living that out in adulthood. honor the worth and value of young leaders by not letting them off the hook when it comes to responsibility. Be aware of the personality and history of each young leader and help them take ownership in a way that makes sense. Try saying something like this the next time a situation comes up with a young leader. Great leaders take responsibility, and I think you have what it takes to be a great leader. Let's work together to figure out the right thing to do next. Again, you have to model this. Young leaders are watching your example. Are you avoiding responsibility? Are you cutting corners? And are you compromising core values? It has been my experience that young leaders will rise to the level of responsibility that they are called to. So if you want to raise up young leaders, if you want to see young leaders rise up, you need to hold them responsible. And you can do that in a way that honors them and calls them to action. Here's a quick review. Stop overprotecting. Stop rescuing too quickly. Stop dismissing feelings. Stop giving shallow and meaningless praise. Stop avoiding risks. Stop setting a poor example. And finally, stop shielding from responsibility. I want to thank you for raising up the next generation of mentally strong young leaders. So many of you are doing this already. Take the seven approaches I talked about on this episode, do an inventory of where you are at, and start leveling up your approach over the next year and beyond. Remember, your legacy and lasting impact depends on how well you empower those who are coming behind you. Let me leave you with this thought. Your greatest contribution to the world may not be in what you accomplished, but in who you raised. I hope this episode impacted and inspired you. Send me a DM and let me know. I read every message that comes in. Make sure you screenshot this episode, share it with someone, and post it to your social media accounts. Don't forget to tag me so I can give you a repost. I know there is someone who you know who needs to hear this episode. Thank you for sharing, subscribing, and rating the podcast. Seriously, that means the world to me. Look for new episodes to release every month. You won't want to miss those. Thank you for taking the time to invest in yourself. You are worth it. Remember, the best time to rise and lead is now.